I was born bold.
The new Big Bertha family from Callaway Golf. Engineered for distance, any way you swing it.
Breakfast with Gary Ryan and Tim Watson on SEN.
Oh, well, they didn't join in the chorus too often this year. It only happened three times. Three wins for the North Melbourne Footy Club and a disappointing season after Reece Shaw was appointed on the back of some impressive late-season performances last year. We're doing our unconventional club review. Corey McKernan's going to join us after eight to give his take. But right now, the only man really, the audience, so I'm looking at all the messages. They can't wait for this. John from Epping has joined us to give us his review of North Melbourne. Johnny, welcome.
Good morning, boys. How you going?
Wow, we are so excited to have you on and to do this. Before we get started, I know you've done a lot of homework on this. Toddy Goldstein didn't make the top 40 for the All-Australian squad. What are your thoughts on that?
What I thought on this, every morning I check my blood pressure. And this morning I didn't want to check because I know it's going to be 170, at least 170.
What,
I reckon the people that pick the Australia, they should be embarrassed themselves. Because Gosling, he was the best ruckman all year just about, and they let him out. And can I tell you why?
Yeah,
because it's not what you know, it's a who you know.
Who you know?
He doesn't play for Collingwood.
Right. So you think they got overlooked because they perhaps haven't got the profile?
Well, 100%, mate. He'd been knocking the door for the past two, three years. And right. This year, 100% he should have been, and he's still missed out because he doesn't play for Geelong or Collingwood or Richmond. If he would have played one of these teams, I guarantee you, it would have been even last year.
Hey, I like it. You're up and about. You do all your good stuff early because I've got 9 questions for you to answer, okay? So I can see you're in
I'll
good form.
I'll try my best.
You'll be better than that. Rightio. This is the unconventional club review of North Melbourne to John from Epping. Question one, who is the Kangaroos' next All-Australian player, Johnny?
Well, I'm telling you, if Ben Brown is going to stick around with North Melbourne, and next year we're going to have a full team, and I hope God no injury, and deliver the ball the way they used to do to him, I can see why he can be,
the next All-Australian.
I consider this not to be.
Okay, so you've got Benny Brown down. So you're keeping Benny Brown, yep.
Well, I hope so.
Okay, hey, good start, Johnny. I like it. Ben Brown, question two. Do the Kangaroos have the right captain, and if not, who?
Well, I'm telling you, I love Jack Dribble.
Yeah.
But the past couple of years, he really, really, he didn't perform the way we all thought he was going to be as a captain. You know, I've been watching all the things he does while he plays.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff he does, they're not really, he doesn't really put 100% into the team. When a game has to be won, he commit and he win the game for the club. And I don't want to criticize him because he's a nice fella and everything.
Well,
but, you're going to say what you have to say.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I just say my opinion.
That's
now,
right. Yes.
I'm going to tell you, if it would have been me in charge, as I really sure is, I would have asked him a few questions if he think he's strong enough to play the game and to be as a captain. If he's not, he better off to let the captain away and concentrate on his football, and I think he would be better off. And
all
I would
right,
have given I would have given the captain to Ben Brown for about 2-3 years, and
Ben
then
Brown.
After that, if he stay, I would have given to Ben Brown, and then after that, he would have given to Nick Larky.
Righty-o.
Fair
okay,
enough,
over to you, Tim.
Okay, we need to keep moving, Johnny. You're going beautifully. You're going beautifully at the moment. Okay, which player needs to play well for the Roos to have a chance of winning? Which player?
Well, I reckon Simpkin is a really, really top player.
Yep.
I reckon Simpkin is the one who's going to stand up because I can see he's got a lot of talent.
Yep.
Right,
okay,
good.
Simpkin. Okay, question four. A left field trade. Who would you like to trade? A left field type trade.
A left field trade. I would have tried Dumont.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right, he's out. Who's in then?
I pick a pun.
Who would you like to bring into the club?
From other clubs you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, from other clubs. He's a defender. He plays for Brisbane Lions. His name is Alex Witherding.
Yes.
Yes.
He playing defence, and every time the ball goes in defence, he played real well. And when he never missed a kick, and he got a lot of confidence. I can see every time he kick under pressure, he never missed a kick. And well, I reckon it would be a deal for North.
Hey, Johnny, everyone's loving your review at the moment, so you're on fire. So keep it up. Now, next question, which player needs a pay rise?
I reckon Simpkin.
Simpkin, right. Yep. Fair enough. I know you're a fan of him. Which player needs a pay cut?
Oh, can you... You want to believe it? Jared Pollock.
Yes, okay. I can't believe it.
All right. Who are you expecting a big 2021 from?
I would say... I reckon Ben Brown, like I told you before, you put the team. I say Ben Brown, mate. Ben Brown, I'm telling you.
Okay, would you like Ben Brown to coach as well? You've named him a few times this morning.
No. He's doing it fine. You forget about this year, because this year was a disaster year, not just for North, but was for much of the team.
Okay, one final question. The big positional change in 2021.
Yeah. Forget about Terrence, leave Terrence alone in defence. But I would say Cameron Zuhai, instead to play in the forward line, he play midfield.
Okay, wow. I thought you might have been moving Ben Brown to full back.
No. He was born to play forward, and that's the way he's supposed to be.
Hey, Johnny, you have done a fantastic job, my friend.
You reckon?
No, I reckon. I reckon you love Ben Brown. You didn't want to criticise Jack Zeeble, but you said he doesn't try hard enough. And you want Zuha into the midfield. You'll have to get fitter, though, won't he?
Oh, well, give him another year. It's already his third year next year, so I reckon he should be fit enough. If he's not fit enough in 3 years to play football, when are you going to be fit?
Very good point.
That
just
is
quickly,
a sensational point.
Just quickly before we let you go, how did you come to Barrack for North Melbourne, John?
Well, in 1977, I was watching the final Collingwood and North Melbourne, and because I'm Italian, I saw the two coach showing TV, Tommy Harvey and Ron Barassi. Which one you would have better if you were Italian?
Exactly. Hey, Johnny, we'll get you a prize. You've been great, and I know you've been a regular part of this program from day one, and it was great to hear your voice, and people can relate because you're a passionate, passionate supporter of your club, and we love that. Yes?
Can you say hello to Kurt McKenna when you interviewed Kurt McKenna this morning?
Yes.
To who?
Corey McKenna.
Kurt McKenna?
Yes.
Of course. Yep. He's coming up.
He's a friend of ours.
Okay, we'll pass that on to him when we speak to him, okay?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Johnny.
John from Epping, the unconventional supporter club review there, and some interesting points there. I think he likes Ben Brown.
I think he likes Ben Brown.
He likes Ben Brown, Wispy. I love... Oh, seriously.
That 98%
of the people have said how much they love that. You know, there's some miserable people. God. I'm not even going to. That is, I love that. That makes my heart sing, and that's what it's about. Fair income footy, the people who love the game. And Corey will give us his considered opinion after 8 o'clock. But so I just wanted to run through them again. The next All Australian was Ben Brown. The next captain was Ben Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the player that has to play well? Jai Simpkin.
Jai Simpkin.
Yep, the trade option was, who was he trading out?
Dumont. Yep.
He wants Witherden in.
Yep.
The pay rise to Ben Brown, did the pay rise go
the
to?
Pay rise was to Simpkin.
Simpkin. The pay cut was to Pollock.
Yep.
The big 21 was from Ben Brown.
Ben Brown.
And the positional change was Zuha into the middle.
That's
as good a review as you need.
Can't get better than that.
We'll take a break and be back after this.